Welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Chris Schaefer, and today we are going to continue talking about the foundations of Google Ads. It is a long-running series. I'm now on number 9 of the foundations of Google Ads. If you're interested, you can follow along and begin from the beginning of this very informative series, if I do say so. And also, many reviewers have told me and people have given me feedback about the episode. You can start from the first one, episode 385. You can start there with strategic relevance. That is the very first episode of this series. If you're up to date, welcome. We're going to continue the series. In fact, this one, number 9, is so heavy, I actually am not going to do any questions. I usually have questions from the audience. I'm actually not doing questions. I'm actually going to go into this topic because it's a weighty topic. It's about boundaries. Boundaries within your Google Ads account, and I think it's very important to talk about. One other thing before we start that's very important to talk about is Opteo. Opteo.com/PSP. Listen, you've been following along on this growing list of the foundations of Google Ads. You're improving your knowledge about Google Ads. You're learning all the different ways to make your campaign perform at its best. But I'll tell you what, everybody misses something. You miss something. You don't always catch all the little things that could be happening in your account. And it could be to the detriment of the performance of your account. That's why I highly recommend Opteo.com/PSP for a 2-month free trial of a software that takes you beyond just the basic Google recommendations, right? You've seen the Google recommendations. Sometimes they give you some ideas. You're like, well, this is way off. You know, you don't really understand my business. Opteo takes a much more personalized approach, uses information in your account to give you personalized recommendations that actually will help build your account based on bidding, based on past performance, based on negative keywords, new keywords you could try, keywords that should be paused, performance changes in your ROAS that you're seeing month over month that maybe you might be blind to. These are wonderful things, and they have awesome tools, AI building, AI ad writing tools. Guys, this tool is amazing, and it grows every year, gets better and better. They're continuing to support this tool for the PPC community out there. So if you want to get more out of your Google Ads account and not spend hours and hours and hours every day building spreadsheets and making notes and coming up with ideas and trying this and trying that, try it in a structured, easy way using Opteo.com/PSP. Okay, as promised, you know, I like to make this show very succinct, very to the point, so that you can take the next 30 to 40 minutes and learn something and go on with your day. That is even more true on today's episode because I'm getting into the topic of the day, which is the only thing I'm talking about today, boundaries. So you are probably aware of what a boundary is, and you may have discussed it in relationships between family or wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend. I mean, boundaries are a healthy thing to understand, and they don't just belong in your personal relationships. They belong in professional relationships as well. And they also belong in your Google Ads account. I'm going to explain how these work, what the purpose is. I'm going to go in and help you understand the consequences of not doing this, what it might look like if you're not establishing healthy boundaries, and how to establish healthy boundaries in your account. Okay, so the idea here is that campaigns and ad groups must have established boundaries, okay? An account overall, a Google Ads account, has multiple campaigns, could have one campaign, could have multiple campaigns, and then one campaign will have maybe one ad group or 15 ad groups or 100 ad groups. every account is different, but the problem that I see is that people don't necessarily know when to draw the line. How many campaigns should I have? How many ad groups is the right number of ad groups? And this is a real hang-up point for a lot of people. And I come into contact with a lot of people before they make this decision, and people that have made it many, many years ago and are suffering the consequences of making that decision the wrong way. Okay? So let's start with the wrong way. If you don't have well-established boundaries in your Google Ads account, you will suffer from cannibalization and chaos. Two C's that you do not want. Cannibalization and chaos. So, cannibalization, obviously, there's no other Google Ads account coming in and eating your account. This is not cannibalization in the way that you might most use it, but this is more of a market cannibalization. This is a keyword-to-keyword cannibalization. This is an ad group-to-ad group cannibalization. So when you have poor established boundaries, you will suffer from one keyword leeching traffic or eating the traffic of another keyword. This is going to happen because when you cross boundaries, when one foot is stepping on another, there is contact between those two. And the problem is, in real life, if you cross over two areas, you could see it. I could see how much you're stepping on my foot. You have stepped on my foot. I can see it. I can feel it. I can tell exactly where those lines of your foot start and my foot stops. That is easy to see. But what you can't really see in a Google Ads account is exactly how is that changing your account? How is it affecting your account? And there's a whole lot of things we could talk about, you know, what it means. But I think what we should get to is how it can really hurt you. How it can really hurt you is, here's the end result. You have higher cost per click. Your effective cost per click that you're getting is higher than it should be. And I'm going to explain exactly how that happens. That happens because, let's say, you have keyword fireplace repair. Fireplace repair broad match keyword. Okay? That keyword could also trigger for chimney repair. It could trigger for fireplace repair near me. Something like that. There's a lot of different iterations that that could trigger on. Okay? So very broad kind of keyword. Now, let's bring in another keyword. Another one is chimney repair or chimney inspection or something like that. This is also a broad match term. These two terms, let's say, crossover. You've seen a Zen diagram before, right? Where the two circles intersect and there's that middle area. Let's say that there's 15, 20, maybe 100 very common search terms that could go to either keyword. It could go to the first keyword or the second keyword. And let's say that these two are in different ad groups, maybe even different campaigns. Particularly if they're in different campaigns, maybe they have different bid strategies. Maybe you have one on max clicks and another one on target CPA or max conversions. The point is, max clicks would be secondary to how far a max conversions campaign could go. A max conversions campaign would not have a CPC cap associated with it. So therefore, this CPC cap, this bid cap that is on this max clicks would keep this first keyword from being able to get traffic. So therefore, the other keyword in the max conversion campaign would override it. Okay? And you think, okay, Chris, but where's the problem? You have one keyword that's getting the traffic, but at least you're getting the traffic. Right. But here's the thing. Imagine that in this max conversion broad match campaign, the ad copy isn't as good, or the quality score isn't good. There's something negative about it. There's some kind of detrimental aspect to it that, unbeknownst to you, it is underperforming. It's actually requiring a higher bid because the quality score is lower. Let's say the quality score on chimney repair is only 5, but the quality score on fireplace inspection, that one has a quality score of 8. And Google could take a search that is fireplace inspection near me and trigger for either one of those keywords. And it decides to go with the one with the higher bid because it gets higher ad rank, but the quality score is less, so it requires a higher CPC. It dominates over the other keyword. You then paid maybe 50% higher, 20% higher, 200% higher. Who knows how much higher you paid for that keyword. And now you're driving traffic to that keyword. Maybe it looks great. Maybe it's doing wonderful, but you could perform at a lower CPC. That is a very detailed explanation of one way that cannibalization can cause a problem. As I said, there's more problems here, because how do you know this ad copy wouldn't perform better with this other keyword, or vice versa? That is the problem with cannibalization. You don't know, because there's a gray area, there's an overlap, there's a conflict between these two, and this gray area in the middle, you can't analyze because you don't know. Much like me stepping on your foot, you can tell how much my foot is stepping on your foot. In Google Ads, I can't tell how much that's happening. There is no metric to be able to determine which keyword is suffering from this, or if there is anything detrimental here. Okay. So that's how cannibalization can poorly affect you. You obviously don't want that, but here's the most common thing that happens from poor boundaries being established in your Google Ads account. Chaos. Chaos comes from the lack of definitive data in your account. I do live consulting training with people over Zoom every single day. I do it every single day. And a very common phrase that I hear from people in these sessions is, I don't know what to do, or it's a mess. I look at it, I'm frustrated. They basically convey the same frustration that I feel whenever I look at my garage. I'm like, I don't even know where to put this stuff. It's cluttery. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what to do. I feel just chaos is overriding me, and it's all, and I avoid doing anything about it because it's so overwhelming to me. That's what chaos feels like in a Google Ads account. You don't know where to look. You don't understand the cause and effect of this keyword because it doesn't have a proper boundary, a goal, a established route that it should be taking. So therefore, when you look at that keyword and you see performance going up and down, and suddenly this keyword's up and down and this keyword's getting tons of conversions, now it's getting no conversions, how do you draw conclusions from that? How do you draw conclusions from chaos? There's no definitive data to be understood. There's no definitive process to follow and be able to take your knowledge that you have about your business and be able to improve based on your knowledge and what the data shows in Google Ads. That perfect matchup between your information that you know about your business, about your customers, about your product, about your industry, about what you do and what best sells to those people, what you know cannot be perfectly matched with Google data if you can't understand the data in front of you, if you can't draw conclusions because it's utter chaos. This chaos happens all the time. Here's an example. Happens all the time. A lot of people do sessions with me and they're embarrassed. I totally understand. They think that they have a mess in front of them and it's unique. I guarantee you, your mess is not as unique as you think. I see it all the time. It doesn't surprise me anymore because it's very easy to start with the assumption that, oh, I'm going to pick this keyword and this keyword's going to get this kind of traffic. That's the first mistake you make, is that you assume that this keyword gets this traffic. That's not always the case. It's actually very rarely the case, depending on the match type and how many words are in the keyword. It could just kind of blow off and go in all kinds of directions. So now you're heading towards chaos. There's no control here. So the thing that I hear all the time, or that I see with this mess, that basically maybe they don't even say the keywords of, I don't know what to do. I listen for those things whenever I talk to people. I don't know what to do, or it's a mess, very confusing. I'm analysis paralysis, right? That's a favorite of mine. When they say things like this, I know what I'm about to walk into. When they don't say those things, this is what I look for, and I see it all the time. I look at an account that has maybe multiple campaigns, a couple campaigns, maybe 50 campaigns. Regardless, it's the same trend every time. Whenever there's chaos involved, this first trend is one of the campaigns will have 50% or more of the spend associated with it. That campaign, when I dig into it, will either have one ad group or multiple ad groups, doesn't matter, but there will be one ad group in particular that has 90% of the spend. So now, there might be hundreds and hundreds of keywords. There might be hundreds of different opportunities for Google to get traffic in all these different places. But when I dig down to it, one keyword in one ad group in one campaign is spending 50% or more of the total spend of the entire account, month to month. This, if you recognize that, if you say, that's me, you're suffering from chaos, which is a symptom of a lack of boundaries. If you do not have boundaries established in your Google Ads account, you're going to get cannibalization, which is, as I said, it's tough to know that you have it. So that's why I also say you will have chaos. Cannibalization and chaos. Cannibalization and chaos. Everyone knows when they have chaos. Not everyone knows when they have cannibalization. So I don't talk a whole lot about cannibalization because it's hard to see. But chaos is destructive. Chaos is very frustrating. So you say, okay, Chris, I believe you. I believe you. I have this problem. I now recognize I have not been very good about establishing boundaries. Help me establish boundaries. How do they work? What's the best way to do it? How can I avoid a messy campaign? A messy ad group, a messy account. So let's talk about it. Boundaries are established in two different ways. First, there's boundaries for search campaigns and boundaries for the ad groups in those search campaigns. I'm going to take them one by one. The first one is pretty easy. Campaign boundaries. Very simple. People want to know, when should I create a new campaign? Should I do that? What you talked about, should I do that in a new ad group? Should I put it in a new campaign? They want to know, how many campaigns do I need? When do I know I need a new campaign? Really simple rule. Typically, it's budgets and or geography. Boundaries for search campaigns should be based on budgets and or geography. So one by one, budgets, it should be based on budget because a specific segment that you're creating a boundary for, needs an isolated spend because it has a separate value. Okay, so let's say, again, fireplace inspection. Let's say you do a fireplace inspection and you make a little bit from that, but what it really has, you can get a lot of leads. People need to do inspections because they're selling a house or something like that. Let's say it has a lot of value because it tends to lead to some kind of repair job, right? But it's a really good way to get people in the door and have that job, okay? Fireplace inspection. Now, you have another one where you're doing chimney cleaning. Okay, this is a simple job. This is usually an in and out kind of thing, flat rate. Now, I'm not a chimney cleaner, chimney sweep. I'm just using this as an example because it's something I've been working on with an account lately. But even if I'm getting the analogy or idea wrong, I think you still get the point. One, the inspection holds potential value that can be much better. One job, I can get a bunch of them, and they tend to lead to more value than just the original inspection. The chimney sweep is usually just, I need it cleaned. I get it once a year, it costs this much, and, you know, okay, do it and leave, right? So I might want to separate this into different campaigns because there's a whole lot of inspections searches that are happening. So I need to make sure I put 70% of my budget into that. Now, the chimney sweep, chimney cleaning, that happens a lot as well, but it's not as valuable. I need to really limit only 30, maybe 20% of my budget to that because I really want to make sure I get those inspections. That's a lot more valuable for me as a business. That's what I like to do. So that is a reason for a new campaign. I've established this new campaign because I want to separate based on budget. Simple enough. There could be many reasons why you do that, but if you don't have a reason, if they're both equally valuable, if you're offering different services, products, things like that, and they're all equally valuable, you just need to get some people calling, filling out a form, purchasing, buying, calling you, whatever, and you don't really care what it is, you just need it to be, then you don't need a bunch of separate campaigns. Just put it all under the same budget. But if there's a difference, you might need a separate campaign for each to separate by the budget. Now, the next, as I said, budgets and geography. This one's really simple. If one service you offer is a wide regional service, you do chimney inspections in the nearest 100-mile radius, you need a separate campaign than what you do for chimney cleaning, which it's not as valuable. You only do that in a couple counties, smaller area. You only do it on the north side of town and on the east side of town, something like that. That is going to need a separate campaign because geographically, they have different targets. So, very simple. You've now established a boundary based on budget and or geography. And sometimes these can go together. You can have a budget established for this, and it also needs a geography, and there's different variations here, but don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Don't try and overcomplicate, because the main thing that can cause massive issues is that you create these boundaries in a complex way. I mean, you don't have to look any further than how there will be a super complex boundary between, you know, two different cities or something, or a certain county will have this jutting part of a city boundary come in, and it juts in here because of this. These complex boundaries are not good in real life, and they're not good in Google Ads. So I encourage you, don't overthink this. Keep it simple. That's why I just give two areas, budgets and geography, as a simple rule for boundary establishment by campaign. It very much mimics the last and final discussion, which is boundaries of ad groups. Now, I think This is very important because this is where most commonly things break down. This is where people mostly get it wrong, because you can set up campaigns for the wrong reasons, but then do ad groups the right way and still get it right. It's not really going to be detrimental if you create too many campaigns. But if you create too many ad groups, that, I believe, is detrimental. That, I believe, will more likely lead to chaos and cannibalization. Real quick, take a pause here to remind you about Opteo.com/PSP. I highly recommend that you go check out that software. You don't download it on your computer. You just log in. It's a new interface for you to manage your Google Ads, get reports, get alerts, get email alerts. It even works with Slack and other systems that will alert you about your Google Ads account, different priority issues. Your account suddenly stops spending, ads are disapproved, a keyword stops working, certain conversions fall off the wagon, they stop getting conversions. These are things you need to know about, and it's critical that you learn about them quickly. That's what Opteo shines on, is quick, fast, efficient management of a Google Ads account. Try it at Opteo.com. That's Opteo.com/PSP. So boundaries for ad groups should be based on type and value. You have heard me talk about this before. This is in one of my other 8 Foundations of Google Ads discussions, but I need to restate this and explain it in a very specific way, because this is critical for you to avoid chaos in your account. So boundaries for Google Ads should be based on type or value, not really and. It should be one or the other, technically. Type should be a new ad group that you create, because the keywords and the ad copy need to be relevant to each other. So, for example, keeping in the same theme, you have fireplace inspection. You need to have the word fireplace, not chimney. You need to have fireplace inspection in the ad copy. You don't need to say chimney cleaners if someone's searching for a fireplace inspector. This is a different type of service. All right, so the baseline purpose of doing this is because the ad copy in one of those ad groups needs to be exactly the same theme, topic, idea as the keywords. So you write the ads with fireplace inspection, we inspect fireplaces, make sure you get yours inspected before you sell your home, or, you know, before the winter season comes around, make sure your home is safe. I mean, that's the kind of language, inspection, you know, old homes need to have inspections, all kinds of stuff, okay? That's the language that you use. Now, a different type of service that would distinguish whether you would need to have a new ad group, well, is fireplace inspection different than chimney cleaner, chimney sweeping? Yes. The need of the person is different. No, my fireplace is fine. I use it every year. It's great. I get it inspected. It's fine. It's just I need it. We use it all the time. It needs to be cleaned. So, because we keep getting smoke in our home and stuff like that. Okay, different service, different ad copy. The ad copy in this ad group needs to be about cleaning, chimney sweep, clean out from, you know, from the year, good clean, you know, more efficient movement of air, keep the smoke out of your house, stuff like that. Okay? That is the core reason why you have different ad groups. That's the core reason for getting the best click-through rate, getting the best chance at a conversion, and also improving your quality score. All of those things matter, very important. Now, as far as boundaries go, the reason it's important for boundaries and that you do this for boundaries is because now when you go into that account, you now know if you see chimney sweep in your fireplace inspection ad group, you know that that is wrong. Order. You've now established what was heading towards chaos. You've now established order. You know that, I don't want the word inspection in my cleaning, and I don't want cleaning and inspection. Now, I'm not saying that negative keywords are the solution here. It's a little more, little different than that. Sometimes people really want to just load up their ad groups with a ton of ad group negative keywords. That's not really what I'm recommending here. I'm not going to go into real specific stuff because everybody's account is different in the need of how you do this. But the point is, you need to make sure that you don't trend towards chaos by getting inspection keywords in your chimney sweep ad group and chimney sweep keywords in your inspection ad group. For those that do not follow this boundary system, those two will overlap each other. They'll step on each other's feet. They will cannibalize each other. They will create chaos. The person who is running the account will never know where their conversions are actually coming from, whether they're paying more per click than they should be. They'll never be able to separate how much this one's spending and how much this one's spending. It will be chaos because everything will be intermingled, and they will look at their giant pile of junk in their garage and think, I don't know how to fix this, right? What do they say? I don't know what to do. It's a mess. I'm sorry. They apologize for it. They don't even know where to start because they haven't established boundaries. So that's where you stop the chaos from happening. So one other example, which happens to fit perfectly with the boundary idea and the inspection and the chimney sweep idea, is value. So let's pretend for a second that it's not a different service, but there's a massive value difference between these. That is another reason to create a different ad group, a separate ad group. You don't combine the chimney sweep keywords with the chimney and fireplace inspection keywords because they are the same, they're different values. They might be the same service. Let's say I'm wrong and these are the same service. Whether a person calls it fireplace inspection or chimney sweep, it's all the same thing. The same services happen. But you know, as a business owner, that when someone says fireplace inspection, it's more valuable. So maybe it's the same service, same type, but it's a different value. The reason you break up your ad groups based on value, if type doesn't exist, is because you need to be able to isolate those more important topics, ideas, searches, themes, categories, in order to prioritize them more, to bid on them more, to consume more traffic, to show up higher in the search results. If you mix poor value together with high value, if you mix high funnel with low funnel, if you mix how do I with who can provide, you will have chaos. You will have massive problems in your account because it'll be impossible for you to make an improvement. The other night I was cooking. I wasn't cooking. My wife had cooked it. I'm not going to pretend. Here, my wife cooked it. I was plating out a couple of plates for my children, and I had let the spaghetti noodles cool too much. And I needed to give one child some of those noodles and another child another noodles. When I stuck the fork in to try and serve out some, they had cooled too much, they had dried too much. And what happened? The whole thing comes up. The whole thing, I can't differentiate the noodles from each other. I can't separate them because now it's kind of stuck together. So what happens with dried out noodles that got too cold and started sticking together? That happens with your keywords. You can't control. If you pause this keyword, you didn't just pause that keyword. You paused maybe 100, 200, 400 search terms that are very different and are overlapping other types of searches because it's very chaotic. You can pull one string out and the whole thing comes out with it because you have not created boundaries. It's all intermixed. It's all a giant hairball. I should never mix hair and food analogies. Now that's just gross. I apologize for that. Nobody likes hair in their spaghetti. Ugh, stop it. Okay. So I hope that is valuable to you. I hope that is helpful. Please, if you are frustrated with your Google Ads account, start with boundaries. Start with understanding. And it might be, let me say this, because a lot of people are going to be like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. I want to do that. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to pause your current campaign and start building a new one. That's not how you do it. Please, for the sake of your company's well-being or your job, please do not just shut off everything and start brand new. The process, if you already have a mess, if you already have cannibalization, there's nothing wrong with going ahead and starting to build a new campaign while the other one's running and running it side by side. That should not be the permanent state of things. That should be a temporary solution until you're able to create order. Let the clutter keep cluttering. Create another campaign with this order, structure, boundary idea. And then once you start to see some stuff happening, you start seeing, oh, look, my search terms are coming in through the right way. They're seeing the right ad. They're going to the right page. They're converting. Once you start to see that, then start slowing down and eventually turning off the other campaign. Please do not think that the appropriate strategy in Google Ads is to turn off and turn on. That does not work. And I do not want to be responsible for anyone getting yelled at by their boss or having, you know, a detrimental change to their account that they cannot return back to what it was before. Take it carefully. Take it cautiously. That mess in your garage is, you can't just bundle it up in one giant bear hug and move it over here and drop it on the ground and suddenly it's going to be organized. It takes time. It takes effort. This is a process. Please proceed cautiously, but do proceed. I hope this encourages you. And if you'd like to speak with me specifically, I offer Google Ads management and Google Ads consulting. You can find me at chrisschafer.com. Link is in the description. Otherwise, hit the thumbs up, hit the smiley face, hit the star button, 5 stars. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast and supporting my sponsor, Opteo. I will catch you next week.